Good morning and welcome back to Hour 2 of Rosie on the House. After a very busy first hour talking trees, we're now going into that segment of the show where you can call in regarding any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will be the call screener today. She'll take your name and number. We'll put her up on the screen. We'll be able to see where you're calling from and what your question is. Mike Reese will make sure the satellite stays in the sky and the signal is maintained. And my son, Romy, co-host, and I will put our remodeling experience together for you, the Arizona homeowner, see how we can help you with tricks of the trade, maybe recommended actual product names or particular tools that'll make the job easier for whatever it is that you're trying to tackle. Give us a ring. Let's be a part of the show together. 1-888-767-4348. Well, John didn't like my idea of talking about the most popular tree in Arizona.
We just didn't have time. We had so many calls.
The blowover. Boy, we've got our share of them here in the valley. And you know what? I don't know how many of y'all are familiar. One of my favorite websites in the whole world is rainlog.org. And there are rain recording stations located all over the state of Arizona. And you can log on to any part of the state and be able to determine how much rain each area of the state has gotten. This storm that blew through Maricopa County beginning of the week had pockets that recorded 3.5 inches of rain.
Woo!
Now that's a storm. Just about washed South Mountain down into Pima County.
That's when you want to invest in some time rain harvesting.
Golly, they had some road closures up there and washouts and everything else. And that kind of leads us to, as a matter of fact, the cover picture of the Arizona Republic newspaper was of two guys sitting in a house, and you can tell the mud in the house. You can see how high it's come up on the cabinets. The mud and the water in the house was about 9 to 10 inches flowing through his house. Folks, if y'all were one of the unfortunate few that in the last couple weeks have experienced monsoon damage, 40th Street and Greenway area, Chandler, Gilbert got hit real hard just night before last. The 27th Avenue and Dobson got slaughtered the beginning of the week. If y'all have experienced damage, please know that there are professional storm chasing repair scam artists that follow areas of damage like that for the sole purpose of not helping you fix your problem, but for fleecing you of what money you do have. So please, in working with contractors to get those projects repaired, make sure they're licensed, bonded, and insured. See how long they've been operating in the state of Arizona. Make sure they have an Arizona phone number, an Arizona address, okay? Don't give any big, large cash upfront deposits. Protect yourself, all right? You can always find out more. We invite you to visit the Register of Contractors website. It's azroc.gov. So please, please don't flood our office 3 months from now because you gave in to your inner cheapskate and used someone you were suspicious of, and now you want our help to try and navigate the solution, and there isn't anything we're going to be able to do for you, okay? So buyer beware, put in the time up front to make sure you're picking the right contractor. Now, here's something, Romy, that only you cannot get this information any place else on the planet. I need to grab the ear of any of you listeners that have access or own a commercial building in the neighborhood of about 20,000, you know, we're looking for a building that requires 20 tons of air conditioning. I was in a laboratory 2 weeks ago, and this guy right here in Phoenix has developed an incredible piece of technology that he needs beta testers. He will install this equipment on your facility for free. It cuts your air conditioning bill in half. It doesn't void the warranty on any of the equipment. It's extremely simple. When you see it done, it's absolutely mind-blowing. If you have or know of someone, this is like for somebody who owns a large restaurant, somebody that owns car dealerships would be a perfect, the showrooms in a car dealership, the maybe a gym, a workout facility. If you know someone that wants to take a look, this you're not going to be you're not going to be voiding any equipment warranty, but he needs to get five or six of these installed, and he needs to do it before the summer ends so he can continue gathering information. I actually saw it installed on a senior care facility, and Romy, there were 20 tons of air conditioning, and every thermostat inside this building was being met and satisfied, and they were only consuming the energy of 7 tons of air conditioning.
That's pretty impressive.
Reduce your air conditioning
so this works
cost in half.
With the existing
existing
air conditioning. It doesn't take it over.
Nope.
You don't turn it off.
So if you're interested in finding out more, email us at rosieonthehouse.com and just put in the subject line, air conditioning beta tester. And we're going to help analyze which projects would be the most beneficial to collect the data from. We want buildings that are fairly typical, not anything that's atypical, and only at Rosie on the House. Some 4 or 5 business owners are going to get this equipment mounted for free to see if they like it.
Interesting. Well, I will be anxious to see it because I have never heard of it until you mentioned it a Saturday or two ago. And a lot of people were very interested and were upset that they didn't get more information. Well, we don't have more information. This is brand new.
It's groovy cool, man.
Groovy cool.
It is groovy cool. And it's these kind of innovations that just give me a huge amount of hope for the future of mankind. I
mean, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We are in our open line hour. Anything and everything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. 10 o'clock hour, we will have the boys from Blue Sky Pest Control on here talking about termite protection and annihilation. But right now,
and roof rats.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Eat your breakfast early.
All your bugs, all your roof rats, and all your termite questions be answered in the 10 o'clock hour.
We're going to start in Prescott Valley this morning on our KQ&A affiliate. Brett, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you? This is Brett, and I've had the problem with my air conditioning, and we were talking with Brad. You guys set me up with Brad, and I just want to thank you guys so much. First of all, you guys are a blessing on the radio and help everybody in every way, shape, and form. And, I mean, Rosie called me on his personal time, and then he gave me Brad's number, and I just want to let all your listeners know that, truly, you need an air conditioning you need an air conditioning to be fixed. This gentleman helped me out. He's down in Phoenix. I'm up here, and he helped me out over the phone to try and consolidate where my problem might be. So now I can at least call somebody and know that I'm not going to be taken for a ride. And I tell you, you guys are a blessing. Integrity, people use him. He's the best. I'm telling you, you guys, between you guys and all the people you have set up, I can't express enough how helpful and how grateful it's been to me and my family. And I mean, my air conditioning is not fixed yet, but now I know I'm not going to be taken for a ride with bringing somebody in here. So it's consolidated to 1 to 2 problems, which is where I thought it was anyways, but good. I need professional help. Yeah.
Thanks, Brett. We appreciate you calling in and letting us know. And it's extremely humbling and extremely encouraging that we're helping you that way. It's why we have the radio show. It's why we have the website, rosieonthehouse.com. It's why we have the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. We're here to inform, protect, and educate, and hopefully entertain the Arizona homeowner in a way that we will become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And if you missed it and you're like, what was that call all about? 3 weeks ago, or it might have been 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Brett had called, had some air conditioning problems. We were on remote location, and one of the people that was there was Brad Porter from Integrity Air Conditioning.
Oh, that's right. He was there.
So we went and tried to get Brad, and we did get Brad, and we took the call on the air, and then Brett heard that, and it was a different caller. So he's like, I want to talk to that guy. So we gave Brad Porter Brett's number, and during the middle of the crawfish festival, Brad took time out to go talk to Brett and help him with his.
Who's been living with no AC, no evap cooling, hot house, you know, not getting very much sleep at night. But the good news is I did talk to Brett personally. He has landed a job. He's one of the newly re-employed Americans that are finding their way back into the workforce, and hopefully we can guide him along, get him into some air conditioning, let him get a good night's rest so he can go to work fully rested.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're going to stay in Prescott right now and bring Scott into the conversation. Welcome, sir.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, Scott.
Good. Hey, I've got a question that kind of ties into the HVAC in a certain way, because, that's what the builder told me. But I've got a brand new house.
Okay.
And it's got a bunch of issues that we're trying to iron out up here in Prescott.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, it's horrible. But anyway, one of the deals is the doors were all cut like an inch and a half off finished floor. Some are inch and 5/8, some are inch and 3/4. And
yikes.
Aesthetically, it looks horrible. But, you know, functionally, it doesn't work very well either. You shut the door.
Scott, hang on. I'm going to ask you to hang on one set. We're going to have to take a little commercial break here. We'll come back and finish talking through. What is the proper distance a door should be cut up from the floor in between rooms to allow proper circulation, as well as the other dilemmas you're facing with this new home? Boy, what a heartbreaking story, a brand new home and have a list of issues. Let's take care of them right after this.